Okay, right, time for a new series now of readings of a wonderful collection of rhymes and poetry called The Humorous History of England. Okay? Very squeaky chair. I've just banged my elbow. I think we should not waste a second more, eh? Let's get on with this now. I've got The Humorous History here. I shall read it, and today we are looking at the prehistoric times, okay? So see what you think of these. Historians, erudite and sage, never heard of them, I don't know who they are. When writing the past stone age, tellers man once clothed in skins and tattooed patterns on his shins, as you do, yes. Rough bearded, with shaggy locks, he lived in dugouts in the rocks. This is what the historians think. Not sure if it's true or not. I'm sure it is. Was often scared and run to earth by creatures of abnormal girth. I think they're talking about these kinds of creatures. Yes, quite possibly. Not too sure. Mammoths and monsters, actually. Truth to tell, we find their names too long to spell. That is true, they do have very long names, not too sure why. He joined in little feud, no doubt, and with his weapons fashioned out. By the way, for those of you who are listening to this and not watching it, any visual references I make, sorry, you don't know what I'm talking about, because this is an audio and a video podcast as well, so, oh dear. Let's continue, okay? Anyway, so, I've lost my place now. So, he joined in little feuds, no doubt, and with his weapons fashioned out of flint, went boldly to the fray, and did all kinds of things all day. So, there we go. It's getting dark out. I've got a lovely window here. You can't see this on the radio show. But it's true, got a lovely window, but it's going dark. Oh dear, it's a bit of a shame, isn't it? Anyway, that's it for our little humorous history of England. More, hopefully, fingers crossed, very, very soon. And the next episode, by the way, we're looking at the Druids.